Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. My name is Knight Santiago. Welcome to the Nightcap. A lot of crazy stuff going on. So today, we're going to do news with Knight right after this. All right. Peace, y'all. Welcome to the Nightcap. A lot of craziness going on in the news, so I figured let's talk about it. First off, what I had seen scrolling through Instagram was that there's a monsoon going on in India right now. 30-something people have been killed, and I think they said 50-something more by lightning strikes. What a fucking way to go. If I can gain superpowers from being struck by lightning, and there was a 50% chance that I was gonna die, I'd just stay a regular human. I don't want to take the chance. But that's crazy. Monsoon prayers go out to all of those and all of those that have family dealing with that in India. You know, one thing I should have mentioned first was, we recorded a successful first episode of A Night with a Drunk. Me and my friend Bobby Drunk recorded our first episode of A Night with a Drunk, introducing him to the podcast world and also, you know, discussing various fun topics. And we seem to have some good listenership, which is dope. So keep supporting. If you want to see and hear more episodes, and you want us to continue going and do some other stuff, have some promo items and maybe do some cartoon skits and just turn this A Night with a Drunk into a brand itself with me and Bob, support us, share the show, spread the show, copy paste the link if you're listening to it online, tell your friends if you're listening to it on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of those, and you can also click on our actual Anchor page, and I believe through these podcast websites, and support us financially. You know, send us $1.99 a month, so send us $4.99 a month. Do whatever you can. You can also click the link and send us some messages, some voice messages, which we will listen to. And we're also taking suggestions for subject matter. So be sure to email A Night with a Drunk, and Night is spelled N-I-G-H-T, with a drunk at gmail.com. Bob's wife Kay is curating that email, so she will relay any messages that get sent there. We'll be checking the voicemail system, and you know, maybe you want to shout out, maybe you have something you want us to debate about or talk about or discuss, send it there. But yeah, I figured I'd say that now because that's part of the fucking news. It's actually become the highest listened to show thus far on the Nightcap channel, which is super exciting. We're going to be recording another one this weekend. And for any of those people that don't know, the shows are not live, but they're put up pretty much right after. The reason they're not live is because it's easier for us to record the shit, and it gives me a second to mix it, but it's usually up. And it's usually going to be up within the hour after we record it. It's fun stuff. But you know, look forward to the next episode. Here's a news piece that we probably will be discussing on the next episode. It's Doc Gooden being arrested. And the reason we're going to discuss that on that show is because I don't know much about sports these days. I stopped watching sports when my first son was born because I didn't have time. I'm with him all the time, and I'd rather focus on my family than focus on certain, you know, aspects. So I had to do some readjusting as far as television is concerned. I don't really watch anymore. I watch Ancient Aliens every now and then now, I fuck with Forged in Fire. That's dope. I watch, you know, whatever my wife calls it, Ratchet TV, the Love and Hip Hops and all that with her. That's pretty much it. Everything else is drawn and working and shit like that. But yeah, so Doc Gooden was arrested. He's back in court, and allegedly it's for cocaine possession. So, you know, Bob, I want to hear what you got to say about that. But when I think about Doc Gooden, I think about New York baseball, and I think about you know, little nose candy. What else? Oh, what about this ASAP Rocky situation? For those not in the know, ASAP Rocky was arrested in Sweden, and I think he's being charged with aggravated assault or something like that. It seems a little shaky. It seems you see the video, and the video was released, I think, prior to ASAP turning himself in or getting arrested or whatever the hell happened. They posted a video of what led to the altercation. It just seemed like this dude was harassing ASAP and his team. But ASAP is currently in a Swedish jail, and the guy who was harassing, all charges were just dropped. So he's not being charged with anything. I think it's a bit crazy, but at the end of the day, ASAP Rocky is American. The way the world is now with our orange president, I think anywhere we go in the world, if there's any sort of conflict or altercation, people are going to be more aggressive or more violent towards us or just more disrespectful, because our president is a big dick. And I think it's very polarizing. And, you know, so prayers go out to ASAP Rocky. President Orange said that he's going to step in and he's going to help get ASAP Rocky freedom. Will he really have anything to do with that? Who the fuck knows? But if Kim Kardashian could get him out of prison, then that's a good thing. Let's get ASAP home. You know, and prayers go out to him and his family and the whole ASAP mob. Yeah, so that's that. Oh, currently, Carroll Street in Brooklyn is flooded because it rained last night enough for 40 days and 40 nights. It was fucking pouring. Shout out to my friend Leon who came by to see me. But it was pouring. But the Bronx is fine because we're elevated. We're above sea level. But Carroll Street in Brooklyn, I heard, is underwater right now. So if you plan on shooting in Steiner Studio or buying Sweet and Low at the Naval Yard, or going to the B&H warehouse, you may have to plan for later today or tomorrow. Because it seems like it's not raining. The sky is gray right now. No sun out whatsoever. It's 70 degrees, and I love it. I love it. People ask me, how can I love the gloomy weather? Because it's not fucking hot. I'm not sweating. I don't mind rain. I like rain. Rain is water. I don't own an umbrella. I don't own a rain jacket. You know what I own? A hat. I wear a hat, and I wear a t-shirt, and I get wet, and fuck it. I look at it as a little bonus shower. It's like a morning or a midday shower before my shower. Is it really? No, but that's what I tell myself to not itch. But yeah, so Carroll Street in Brooklyn is flooded right now. If you plan on going to Brooklyn, plan some other shit. Go to Queens. Come to the Bronx where there's nothing to do. Yeah. Oh, here's a huge story which I don't know much about, and but I just read it. I read about it. I don't know if you guys have been following that that story of the missing teenager from 1983, and I remember this because that's the year I was born. I don't remember it from being from the year, but when I read the article, I see 1983, and I said, oh, that's the year I was born. Anyway, she's a missing teen from Italy, and apparently there was like an anonymous message sent to officials, And now, it's very vague. Like, I don't know all the details, so I'll read about it and tell you more about it tomorrow. But there was some message sent to either the Vatican or officials that prompted them to believe that this girl was buried under the Vatican. If you hear that sound, it's not an earthquake happening in the Bronx. It's the train. I'm in my car. Anyway, so it's believed that a message was sent, and it's been believed that the girl was buried under the Vatican, whatever. Now, you know, for years and years and years, there's been much speculation about the Catholic Church and the Vatican. I have nothing bad to say or negative to say about the religion. I'm just not that guy. I'm not a religious guy. I don't have anything against religion. Actually, I think religion is a good thing. It's a good tool to teaching people how to be good humans. I think it's great. I think, you know, a general principle is pretty cool. But for years, there's always been speculation about funny business going on in the Vatican with the idea of the secret archive, which is titled The Secret Archive. Nobody knows what's in there. There's been speculation about historical matters being in there, UFO stuff, older civilizations and evidence and things of that nature. But there's also been ideas in the air about the Vatican covering up a whole lot of shit. And if you guys remember, the last pope quit. He didn't want to do it. And to my knowledge, he was the only pope in history to do it. And who knows if any of this stuff played a part. He could have just woke up one day and said, fuck it, and didn't want to do it. But it could have been because of the pressure of everything else. With these Catholic priests and the boys and all of this stuff. Anyway, so whatever. I don't know the process of how this works or what happened or who got an okay or if, like, you know, the Pope got to be like, yeah, go ahead. You could dig a sandbox in my backyard. Or if, like, if God came down himself and was like, hey, listen, dig right here. But something happened and they started digging and they have uncovered thousands of bones. And when I hear thousands, and I'm not a scientist or a biologist, so I can't currently count how many bones are in my body, but if I hear thousands of bones, I assume there's been hundreds of people under the Vatican. Now, the Vatican has been there for a long time. I want to say at least, I don't know. I'm not even going to throw a number out because I'm going to sound like a retard. But anywhere between 1 and 1 million years, the Vatican has been there. Big range, but it's in there. So these bodies can be from hundreds of years ago, right? So they're saying that when they do the carbon dating, if any of these bones are recent, the Vatican has a problem. You know what I say to that? What's the fucking problem? Who governs the Vatican but the Vatican? Who is going to have to answer to this? Is it the Pope? I think he's out of the loop. Is it the Cardinals? Who knows? But I want to see how this plays out. Very interesting stuff. But that's where we're at with the news. And, you know, cool stuff. Crazy stuff. Weird stuff. But I'll be back with some more. Yeah, we're back. The news, crazy stuff going on. Things have been very, very strange lately. And, you know, I think about it in this sense. In every single person's life, there's probably this exact same feeling, right? I mean, like, we think this life that we're living in right now is very special, right? The technological advancements, the all the interesting weather patterns, all the crazy people and crazy events that take place. You just think about all of this stuff, right? And within my lifetime, there's been a lot of craziness, a lot of, you know, weird weather stuff. Oh, that's another thing. So some dude in North Carolina, father of six, rest in peace, was swimming at, I think it was like Oak Lake or something like that, or Oak, some place, when a wave, he was playing with three of his kids in the water, a wave fucking smacked him in the head, laid him out. He hit his head on the fucking sand so hard he snapped his neck. And he died like the same day. You know, we hear shit like that. And you think about, and even with the whole India thing, how 30 some people were killed from lightning strikes. Like, what the fuck is going on? But then you think about all these other things, like the LGBTQ community, and shout out to everybody, man. Equal rights. Everybody deserves to be treated the same way. I got gay friends. What the fuck is the problem? Like, everybody deserves to be treated the same way. Why does sexual preference even matter? I just had to put that out there. But anyway, the LGBTQ thing was invented within my lifetime. Kanye West says George Bush doesn't like black people within my lifetime. So many things. Look at hip hop. So many young brothers dying in my lifetime, right? Food. We think about food changes and how you know people are eating clean. You're vegan. You're pescatarian. You're vegetarian. You're fucking meat eater. Maybe you just eat bugs. Who knows? All of this weird shit, weather, culture. I read an article that they said in 50 years, redheads are not going to exist anymore. I don't know if that's real. It could have been fake news. Could be fake news. Fake news? I don't know. Maybe fake news. But maybe not. I'm just saying. You know, you think about it, and you're like, why all of this shit happening in my lifetime? Well, had I been born 100 years prior, there'd probably be a whole list of other shit that's happening. So are we a special generation? Is this something weird and awkward and strange that these things are happening within our lifetimes? I don't think so. Because if you look at history, there's been strange and unexplainable things happening all throughout history, right? At some point, you know, the belief is that Napoleon Bonaparte fucking bust the nose off the Sphinx, right? At some point, right? Did that happen? I don't know. I wasn't there. You know, but that must have been strange at that time. They also said at some point Egypt was a paradise, like a rainforest almost. Do I know? I wasn't there. Who knows? And now, I think it's Dr. Robert Schoch. I heard him on the Joe Rogan podcast. Shout out to Joe Rogan. I don't know him. I like that. I think I do. I listen to his fucking conversation almost every day. And shout out to other podcasts too. I'll do that in a minute. But you think about it. And Robert Schoch said he's a geologist. The minute he got out the fucking plane, he knew that the Sphinx, that the head of the Sphinx was way more recent than the body. And his belief was that the Sphinx wasn't a Sphinx at all. It was probably like a lioness. It was like a lion, like a, you know. And is that the case? I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm just saying, there's strange things happening all the time, right? There's people that believe these pyramids, these Mayan pyramid, and all of these, and these pyramids were fucking electrical. They were like fucking what do you call them? Like power plants or something, supplying electricity or radio signals to the world, or who the fuck knows? Who knows? Who knows? You want to read about some interesting stuff about the world and about world happenings? Look up Admiral Richard Byrd. He was our Indiana Jones. This guy was sent to the end of the earth, whatever the fuck that means. North Pole and South Pole. Interesting stuff. And with that, I got to shout out my brother Busy Bee because me and him talk about these things every time we speak. And it's becoming harder and harder to have normal conversation with the average person. And it's not because I think I'm smarter or I think I'm more informed. I just think I have a different take on how things are looked at. Different than everybody? Nah, there got to be thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that probably think the same. I can't find them, though. Fuck are they? Where are you? Email me. TorchUpNYC@gmail.com. Or email me at the other show, anightwithadrunk@gmail.com. Let me know you exist. Let's have some fucking conversation. Let's talk about these things. Because I don't think our generation is any more special than the last one, or the one before that, or the one that's going to be after. There's going to be weird shit, strange shit, unexplainable shit, cool shit, bad shit, evil shit, shit, human shit, dog shit, cat shit, cow shit, giraffe shit, kangaroo shit, tree shit, squirrel shit, chipmunk shit, bird shit, roach shit, rat shit, mouse shit, all types of shit in every generation. Unless those things don't exist, then it'll be like, you know, a croglodyte shit, or dinosaur shit, mammoth shit, a saber-toothed tiger shit. There's just shit. There's shit happening all the time. Shit. It's a fucking shit show. That's not what life is about, I don't think. My life is about happiness and love and spreading it, and that's why I'm doing it, and that's why I do the podcast, to make you laugh, to make you think. But make me laugh too. Send me some fucking messages. Leave a voice message. Listen to the shit. Share the shit. Copy paste the shit. Shit. Must be the word today. But you know, that's what's going on. And that's the news. And that's what we're doing it. So tune in. If you didn't hear that first episode of A Night with a Drunk, click on it. Click the link. It's cool. It's fun. It's funny. It's building. We're growing as a show. Bob is great. Watch This Week in Bullshit News. New episodes coming soon. A relaunch of Torchville coming soon. Listen to Pete Powers. Release that song Bottles. It's dope. His album on Borrowed Time coming soon. Listen to Whispers. Whispers album. I believe it's out already. Fire. He was just on Shade 4-5. He's fire. That's it. Listen, peace out with your crease out.